This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today, we are talking about the change of seasons and going into the holidays, and how we will manage our mental health. So I have Teddy here on our solo podcast. Hi, Teddy.
Hi, Sonia.
How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I think what we're about to talk about today is super important, and it's actually kind of interesting. Like, every time the holidays come around, they're Girl Powerful. We always find this as one of the topics that's very important, which is mental health for the holidays.
That's so true. I can't believe you just called it that. But it is true because there's like the paradigm of, you know, going in, practicing gratitude, being with your loved ones. But it's also a time where, you know, you can have an abundance of stress or emotional turmoil being around certain people, even those who don't regularly have mental health issues. So I think it's really important for everybody listening to kind of get ahead of themselves and their mental health space and prepare to have, you know, to not let different factors of the holiday season impair like happiness and joy.
Yeah. And especially like with social media, like everyone always knew like there was those Hallmark families, but it's like now it's like in your face. And even if your friends maybe aren't even portraying the full truth online, everyone looks like they have it all together and everything's picturesque and like Pinterest worthy. And that stuff is like stressful beyond belief and just like kind of like takes a ding to your self-esteem if that's not exactly how your family is, or if you aren't grounded in tradition or whatever it is, that comparison can really bring you down.
Yeah. Have you experienced that? Just as like, we're like non-traditionalist. We have lovely holidays with our mom, but it is a different view.
Well, yeah, it's just three of us. It's just three of us. And like, we always just go to the movies and go out to eat normally. And sometimes we'll cook, but it's like, what's the point? Like, why do we need to cook a meal for 12 people when there's only three people? And we aren't rooted in that tradition of like Thanksgiving dinner and all those foods that are kind of tasty, but you're kind of like, I could pass on that, you know? So it's just like, it's our tradition. And I think like, as the years go on, it's like, that's what we do. So it doesn't really matter as much what other people are doing. But I do think that in the past, I don't really care to scroll as much on those days, you know? Right. It's like, I don't need to see that. I'm good.
Right.
So it's like, that's like taking my power back and realizing, yeah, that kind of feels a little icky to me because I don't have like that huge family unit. So I'm just going to put my phone away and just be present, or try to at least.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no point in doing that. And it's just nice to tell like the people you do love or get calls and texts from your, you know, your best friends and your, the people you do love in your life, to communicate with them on the holidays. It's really interesting though, because thinking back, when we grew up in Missouri, we did go to like our mom's cousin's house, and it was not necessarily the most healthy relationship. So it was a very toxic and divided relationship. So I think it's kind of important at the same time to realize like when there was a point where it's like, what's the point of, you know, spending the holidays with people who don't really necessarily respect you or love you. And it's just to have a room full of people. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel right. And it didn't feel loving.
Yeah. I bet that COVID kind of changed the expectations for holidays, and it probably gave a lot of people that breath of fresh air that, oh, this is a solid pass. I don't have to go, you know, people will understand, and I can do Friendsgiving, or I can just skip it, or I cannot buy a bunch of gifts that just, you know, are just not important. I don't think it's that important. Now that I'm 36, it's like, I don't want to go spend like $3,000 on gifts. I'd rather go on a trip or do something fun with you and mom, not buy a bunch of blankets and give them to each other or whatever, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
90th jacket, like the 20th pair of boots. Like, we're blessed, so it's like nice, but it's also like, oh, traditions are kind of just like, not my thing. And it's definitely... Well,
that's a good point though, with like COVID, everyone kind of realized like, who do I want to spend my time around? Who do I want, you know, to have be in my intimate circle? So I feel like the holidays this year will probably be happy, you know, because you put there was space between people who, you know, weren't necessarily the right people.
Yeah, it's like the first holiday that's like truly your choice and how you're going to spend it. And that's, it's a new opportunity to make a new tradition as well.
Mm-hmm. You know? Touched on spending thousands of dollars to travel, to go see people or have obligations. And one of my tips that I have to offer is to make a budget. So you're not just like spending based on obligation or spending or putting on your credit card, but going into the holiday season, really sit down with your own finances and say, how much can I spend on gifts? You know, a heartfelt gift is just as nice, I think, as something material. Or, you know, how many trips can I travel for Thanksgiving and for Christmas or Hanukkah? You know, like really be like, put boundaries around what you can do so you don't overextend yourself.
Overextending like with finances and then also with your energy. Like Tommy's like, come to Thanksgiving in San Francisco, come to Thanksgiving in San Francisco. I mean, Christmas. And
he really wants you in Thanksgiving.
He wants me to go to Thanksgiving. And it's all about energy for me. And I'm like, that's hard. You know, it's like, get on the plane. Like, it's just a lot of energy out.
That's a lot of energy.
Yeah. But those 4 days I could spend lounging, hanging out with you and mom and the dogs and just like relaxing.
No, we're hustlers.
We're hustlers. And if
we both feel it right now too.
And if people aren't online answering or asking us for stuff, then I want to be like laying down horizontally on my couch.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And blending families and being the girlfriend of an existing family is a lot of energy out.
That's
getting to know more people. You're forming new relationships. You're putting your best face forward. So
yeah,
that is. You're going to need a vacation from a vacation.
Yeah. It's like, what's Teddy short for? I'm like, oh my God, get me out of here.
What is Teddy short for?
Theodora.
Oh, I love that. Teddy, you love his family.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's anybody's. It's not even just family. It's work. It's meeting new people. It's energy out for sure. And then that goes into self-care. And how are you going to, some people don't have an option to say, no, I'm going to pass. See you next year. You know? So what's that self-care look like for you in the next coming months?
I think for me, a big thing is monitoring my alcohol and my diet with sugar and things that make me feel gross. Gluten always hurts my stomach. So I'm going to be really cautious about what I'm putting into my body, because it's so easy to grab a glass of wine or, you know, three when you're like having fun and enjoying people, which I'm not knocking at all. Just for me personally, I know, like, if I have downtime, it's nice to relax with wine, but it's not going to make me feel good. And I want to feel good through the holidays and not have to restart all the work I've done with myself and my body in the new year.
That's something too. It's like, if you are lucky enough to stay in your hometown, it's like, stay on your workout routine and keep going to the gym when everyone else is out and about eating those extra cinnamon rolls, which I love. Yeah. But it's like, if I could get up and do spin class before the cinnamon rolls of the holidays, I'll feel a lot better about myself too.
For sure. That's one of the tips of NAMI.
NAMI, what's NAMI stand for?
The National
Association of Mental Health Illness or something.
National Association of Mental Illness. But they give 10 tips to help with holiday anxiety and depression. And the first one is stick to normal routines as much as possible. So, you know, for me, I could still be like indulging and, you know, I'm not going to not have treats and, like, you know, make yummy food, but I'll for sure make my morning smoothie, still take my vitamins, still work out, because those are major, like, non-negotiables to know, like, I'm going to feel good today if I do these. The next one's to get enough sleep or rest. And that's big too, because, you know, you have more people in the home or you're going different places and you want to stay up and watch movies and be happy together. But really getting enough sleep is really good for your circadian rhythm, for optimal health, and just to feel replenished for the next day. And then go ahead. Oh, I wanted to touch on this too. You kind of said it, but this one I think is really important, is take time for yourself, but don't isolate yourself. So depending on who you are, if you need time for self-care, take it, you know, regulate it, do the best you can do for you, but don't be like pull away from people just because, you know, you're feeling a certain way. Don't completely isolate yourself, because that will not end up, you know, you'll feel sad.
I know. It is a time to try to find a friendly face or a loved one to spend some time with. And it doesn't have to be long periods of time too. It's like, maybe you say, hey, let's meet up for a walk, or like, hey, let's catch a movie. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you're sitting around talking for hours, you know, like, that's why I like movies sometimes. It's like, you're spending time with people, but you're also can like turn off, you know?
Yeah, go for a walk. I remember one Christmas Eve, my friend, she didn't have any family in town and mom was in LA. And she's like, do you want to get coffee and a walk? And I kind of felt guilty, like, leaving you and mom, but I'm like, she's my friend. She was my support system all year long. And she's asking me to get coffee and go walk the beach. Like, yes, I can carve out an hour for her, and, you know, vice versa.
I think that's really nice too, is like, just to maybe be aware of other people. Maybe your family's the best and this is, you know, you're lucky enough to have that kind of a holiday setup. And so, like, maybe keep an eye out for those friends that come from different, you know, families or are alone in a big city. And so definitely, like, send those invites or those texts to check in with them and maybe invite them, like you said, on a walk or something light and quick. I do think one of my favorite things that we were talking about before we started recording is that I think with all the invitations and things coming out and like business parties and just like community events, it's like, you don't have to go to everything. You don't have to accept that RSVP. So it's like, when you get an email or something in the mail, like, open it, sit with it, be grateful you're invited and people think of you, but then think, am I really going to have energy for this? Do I want to go there? Is it the people I align with? Is it the food and the drinks I want to be eating? Like, is this something that is important for me to spend my time doing? And then your RSVP can be more mindful and there won't be any anxiety with like leading up to the event, or you're going to maybe even end up canceling and then you're going to have some self-loathing. So it's like, you got to take care of yourself and be real with yourself.
Yeah. No, I love that advice and that tip to be mindful of what you're saying yes to, because like I like to say yes to a lot, whatever I'm invited to, not really, but yeah, it's fun to go to parties and stuff, but then you also have to put things into perspective and be like, if I go to, you know, holiday parties, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, how am I going to feel when I have to go back to work on Monday? Or, you know, what am I going to miss out on Sunday if I'm sleeping all day? And yeah, some, or like you cancel last minute, which is a thing I hate to do, but sometimes I'm like, hey, I'm not feeling well. And being on the other side of people being like, yeah, I'll be there, but then people canceling on you last minute, it's the worst feeling too.
Yeah, so, we've had so many events through the years. And like right now I'm planning a Halloween party and it's like, Idahoans are way more committal than LA friends, which is very appreciative, but it's like, there's no doubt someone's going to decide not to come that day and that's okay. But it's also frustrating because I'm going to go, you know, get some catering and buy drinks and like plan for a certain amount of people. So I think it's just like, if you want respect down the line for something you're hosting, be that respectful guest that spent that mindful moment to be like, is this something I really want to do? Does Teddy live too far from where I'm going to end up later in the night? Like, think it through. You don't have to say yes. It's not offensive to me to say no.
Right.
I like, you know, I think people think though, if you don't say yes, you're not going to get invited next time. Cause that's like some conversation, you know, like if you say no to someone three times, they're probably going to stop asking.
Yeah.
But it's like, obviously you are saying no three times. So just deal with it. You don't want to be with those people.
Yeah, for real.
Any other last tips?
Well, I do want to say NAMI is the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, which I knew, but I feel like, you know, that name is like basically like any mental health awareness, mental health tips, NAMI helps, and they do great work in the schools. But I just wanted to correct ourselves with the not association, alliance. But yeah, I mean, really, like every person and individual has a different family life. So I think the big things is to really honor yourself. And at this point in life, like really look at your life and your needs and your own mental health this coming holiday season to be like, what do I need to feel happy? Or how much rest do I need? Or how much money can I spend? Or, you know, how am I going to stay moving my body and feeling healthy? Those are, you know, really important things to do for you. Otherwise, you're going to feel burned out. Or, you know, or even honestly, like a big thing for me is like, I'm a single, you know, and that's hard.
That's like, it's so true.
Not an easy thing to like, always be like the single girl and it sucks. So, you know, there's different ways that, yeah, like, I guess like uncoupled singles, it's like, why don't you have a boyfriend? Or you're always, you know, you're always just you, or I'm the fifth wheel constantly. So, I mean, really find a way to not let the holidays leave you feeling left out or on the fringes or different in any way.
Yeah, it's like, don't let it magnify your small insecurities because you're enough who you are. It's like, these are stupid holidays, in my opinion. I think it's like the calendar year is so annoying and how it goes around and around and it's the same thing over and over. I am just so non-traditional that I'm like, we cannot have Christmas this year. And that is not offensive to me or my life. Like, but it's like, it would, I think it's lovely, you know, and it is based on religion and happiness and being merry and, you know, enjoying each other's company. But it's like, it magnifies a lot of things, the sadness that there is, the darkness, the loneliness, you know, the not having enough. Yeah. And there's definitely a magnifying glass on that stuff. So that's real talk. And it's like, don't let the holidays take your joy because it's supposed to give you more.
Right.
And then, you know, the holidays are the ending exclamation mark is New Year's Eve where you're supposed to kiss someone, I'm going to feel, you know, more insecure or annoyed or less than because I don't have someone to kiss when the clock strikes 12. Like these old fashioned pilgrim days need to be over. It's well, it's true. It's annoying.
I know. I hated last year. It was so cringy when we were at Tommy's house and everyone's coupled up. And it's like, I don't want to feel like, you know, like I'm standing there by myself.
Yeah.
I kissed my friend Morgan because I'm like, what do I do? Yeah, like this is weird and uncomfortable and completely cringy.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel left out of these traditions.
Yeah. And then it's like on TV, it's like you could stay home and watch the ball drop with all these like mega millionaire celebrities being like, this is awesome. It's like, is it? I'm eating popcorn at home.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like, and that's the like society we live in. Like, it's not like they're going to cancel New Year's Eve because I've decided that on the Girl Powerful podcast with you right now.
I know. The whole thing, you know, every single podcast, it's like the only thing we can do is control our own self and control and manage our own mental health.
Exactly.
And even if you practice things every day, like, you know, you and I, you can still feel a certain way. You know, you can be non-traditionalist and not believe, but still want to be with your loved ones and, you know, join in on the fun. But you can't let it, like you said, steal your joy. It's meant to give you love and feel happy.
I think it's just important to seek out like what you're looking for in the community because it's there. Like we used to go to like Om in the New Year and we meditated one time. And I know like Claire's doing a sound bath on New Year's Eve in Boise because she's single as well. So it's like there's other people that feel the same way we do. So it's like if there's any way to support them or highlight what they're doing, I think it's important to be like, oh, there's the change we're seeking, you know?
Right. I love that. And put the energy, if you feel like you don't have anything to do or anyone to be with, find those people. Like last night, I had a new meditation client and he was from Philadelphia and then moved here from Utah. And he was like, I'm used to being in a community where you can have sound baths, like easily accessible. You just, you know, Google search Eventbrite, you find one, or you have a teacher. And he was like, it's been hard the past year not having that. And then I was like, well, we're here. You know, your type of people, like-minded people are here. You just have to find them. And he did, you know, I'm like, here I am right in front of you. So at the same time, it's like, you know what your life looks like. You know who supported you throughout the year and who you've supported. So go towards those people. Create memories with those people. Mm-hmm. You know, find your community. People want to be together. And that's just the human nature in us. You know, don't let yourself be isolated and just, you know, create your own vision for the holidays.
I love that. It's true. So this year, going into November and December, take your power back, enjoy what you know is true for you and your heart and your self-care and dive deeper into it. Why not show up on January 1st and be like, whoa, I feel healthier than ever. You know, I didn't let these people like tell me how to live my life. And these people, meaning the media, your family, whatever it is, your work, you know, like if you don't want to go to your work Christmas party, don't go. I didn't go last year and I did not regret that for one second. Yeah. So I just think it's time to just reflect, slow down a little bit and make mindful choices and that are going to carry you through the new year. And you're going to show up on the other side feeling a lot better about yourself and what you've built and how you treated your body and your mind.
Right. And just know that it's never too late to make a fresh start or make your own tradition. So I hope everybody has a beautiful holiday season. And you do you these next few months of 2022. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.